All right, everybody, welcome back in to Mining Stock Daily. This is going to be my last corporate update of the week before I turn the reins over to Kylie Williams, who she's going to be taking over while I'm traveling in Frankfurt for the Deutsche Goldmesse over the weekend. So you're in good hands. But we got a good update here. We got to hear from Lyft Power. They do trade on the venture with LIFT and on the OTCQX with LIFFF. Happy to welcome in CEO Francis McDonald. Hey, Francis, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, there's not enough time in my day anymore, especially when there's a lot of work to be done and you're trying to pack for a trip. But, you know, That's neither here nor there. You have just wrapped up the winter drill program at the Yellowknife Lithium Project outside of Northwest Territories there. Tell us, you know, before we kind of get into the nitty gritty, maybe give us a sense of what you wanted to accomplish with this drill program. And, you know, did you accomplish that? And what did you maybe find that surprised you?
Yeah, sure. So the winter drill program was continuing on the strategy that we started last summer, which was just systematically drilling off these spodumene pegmatites at surface. And so we drilled 34,000 meters last summer. And that was a good start. But, you know, we wanted to continue on and this is all going towards a initial resource estimate. So the goal is really to be adding significant tonnage with the meters that we had to go out with. And so I think we were successful at that. You know, we have a pretty good understanding of these things at this point, and we're really just keeping stepping out until we find the edges of them. And I think that's one of the key takeaways from the winter drill program is that a lot of these dikes are still wide open. And So we haven't actually defined the limits of them yet, which is pretty positive.
Yeah. Will you do any more drilling before heading into that resource estimate, or are you done for that report?
I think we're done. Yeah. So we've drilled about 50,000 meters in the last 10 months. So it's been pretty busy, and that's a significant amount of drilling. It'll give us a pretty good resource. It'll be a snapshot in time. You know, there will be expansions to be done to that resource, but I think it's important right now to put us in that kind of developer basket rather than just exploration, and show that this is definitely significant and will be one of the larger resources in North America for hard rock lithium.
Well, you and I have chatted about what tier one resource looks like, and for lithium pegmatite type of deposits here, and that 100 million tons really kind of I think is that strike you could say, and I think your colleagues down in Quebec have kind of put that stake into the ground as far as what a tier one resource looks like. Give us a sense of, do you feel like you could be on that way? Are you getting there? If you continue to be open in all sorts of directions within the project, I mean, why not, continue to drill until you do get there?
Sure. Yeah. No, I mean, we're well on the path to that magic 100 million ton number. And I think it's really just a question of dilution. So, in order to really push us past that, we probably have to spend quite a bit more money in the ground. And at this point, it doesn't necessarily make sense to be raising that kind of money in the market. And we all know what the mining markets are right now. I mean, gold and now copper have started to have a bit of a comeback, but it's still pretty dark days in the lithium market. You know, we've come out of the worst of it, I think, and we're kind of starting to see prices tick up a bit, but there isn't a lot of interest in lithium at this point. And that's not necessarily negative. You know, the demand side of things is still strong. I mean, we're seeing great EV sales numbers coming out of China. BYD is exporting cars to the world right now. And it's a great time to be entering the lithium equities market. But raising money and significant amount of money right now is probably not the most prudent thing to be doing.
Well, you do have the benefit of those flow through financings. You took part in that and actually raised $10 million back in March, but that L has to go into the ground, right? So it has to be put into Yellowknife. And I mean, you're on the way, but that's not something you just want to lean on every time, just to reach 100 million tons. I totally get that.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, let's maybe get into a little bit nitty gritty here of the latest drill results. Francis, that Echo Zone really continues to deliver for you. In fact, some of the, the biggest widths, some of the best grades and good widths are coming from that. Maybe talk about the development of Echo.
Yeah, sure. So Echo is located to the east of Yellowknife. So this is one that's further afield from the city. It's not right on the highway. It's relatively close to Great Slave Lake. And what makes it attractive is the geometry of the pegmatites. And the geometry that we're seeing is that they're stacked pegmatites that have a shallow dip. And that makes it a lot simpler from a mining perspective, because you can get a lot more material within an open pit. So Echo continues to deliver great results. And when we say that, we're seeing significant widths and good grades in multiple stacked pegmatites. And so when you have that kind of geometry, then it's really easy to start stacking tonnage up really quickly.
Mm-hmm. You had results from Echo that those were published this morning. You also had latest about 2 weeks ago from Echo as well. I mean, 24 meters of 1.3% Li2O there at Echo. So that continues to come. Big East, that's another really good pegmatite system in there. In fact, there's pretty meaningful drill results that was reported this morning, 35 meters, which I believe might be some of the widest mineralized intervals I've seen out of lift in quite some time, of 1.34% Li2O, so even better grade. So, but this kind of, you continue to open that Big East pegmatite up.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Big East has really been the star, and it wasn't necessarily our favorite one in the beginning. It was a lot of thin dikes at surface, and we drilled underneath it, and they all kind of get coalesce into a big one. So, in terms of tonnage, I think people should expect that's going to be really the star of the show. And we're seeing really consistent widths and grades as we go deeper. And also, as we go deeper, there's a nice high grade pod opening up as well. And so that's completely open. We'll obviously go back to that because it's a really easy way to add tonnage. But, you know, we're seeing grades like 30 meters at like, or 25 meters at like 1.6%. You know, and that's like high grade. So, you know, we'll definitely be following up on Big East, and there's a lot more to add there in the future as well.
Yeah. You start drilling it at depth and see how deep it goes.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we're conservatively stepping out because each drill hole, we want to make sure it gets into the resource estimate. But at some point you'll see us stick a deep hole in and, you know, we'll start taking some more meaningful step outs at some point.
Yeah. I mean, the drilling all winter is like, shooting fish in the barrel, Francis. I mean, it's not, it's not crazy drilling. It's all very similar angles. You're hitting great pegmatites. I mean, you've had a number of drill campaigns under your belt in your career. Have you ever had a simple drill program that continues to deliver quite like this one?
No, and you know, the thing is like we set expectations pretty high because it's really easy to do that because they stick out of the ground. And mm-hmm. like in terms of simplicity, I mean, there's nothing simpler than this, right? It's like a big white wall of rock that you're aiming at with a drill. It's impossible to miss. And like they are very simple. We just keep stepping down and we just keep hitting them. So we have had surprises, obviously, like some of them Phi Southwest on the southern end of it. It gets cut off at depth or the grade starts to die. And we see a plunge. We see it plunging towards the northeast. But once we figure that out, then, you know, it's back to just hitting on every hole. So and then, you know, as a positive surprise, like I said, Big East was shallower pegmatites thin pegmatites at surface. And then they all get coalesce into a bigger one. And so that's obviously a pretty easy drill target as well.
Okay. All right. So what's next? Tell us about the springtime. Obviously, a lot of this data from the previous drillings going into that resource estimate for Yellowknife. Will you continue to drill while that report is being put together?
We're going to shut the drill program down for now. And we're doing quite a bit of environmental work right now. So that's something that's required to keep the project on track for permitting. And so we'll have the resource estimate coming out probably around September. We've got the metallurgy that's ongoing. And so we're doing quite a bit of work on metallurgy just because that's really key in these, these pegmatite deposits. So we're spending quite a bit of time on that. And then that'll take us into the fall. And then, you know, at that point, it's really about getting ready for a drill program again in January.
Is it, it's easier to drill up there in the wintertime than it is the summertime?
Typically it is. And this winter was a little bit different because we went from 0 degrees in December in the Canadian Arctic, which is very strange. And then it went to minus 45 degrees. And then it went back up to 0 degrees. And so that's, it was a lot to deal with. It wasn't just us, but even the winter roads that go up to service the diamond mines and winter roads that go to service small remote villages, everybody had major issues this year with winter roads. So hopefully next year is simpler. Hopefully the weather is a bit more easy to predict. And then it should be a lot simpler drilling in the winter.
All right, Francis. Well, while that resource estimate is being put together and ready for publish this fall, obviously we're going to be paying attention to all the de-risking environmental stuff and obviously metallurgy, because obviously that's incredibly important for projects moving forward. It's not good unless you can process it and get it out of the ground and recover it. But Francis, thanks so much for your time. Best of luck. Congratulations on getting another successful drill program done under your belt.
Thanks a lot.
Yep. All right, everybody. There's your update from Lift Power. Again, trading on the Venture with LIFT and on the OTCQX with LIFFF. The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decisions.